I woke up this morning thinking about my bride, looking for my baby. She ain't nowhere around. My loving spoonful, I love my baby. My loving spoonful, I say hello, baby. How you doing this morning? Please, ma'am, may I have some of your loving spoonful? My loving spoonful, I love my baby. My loving spoonful, yeah. She's up and gone. I couldn't see a pro boys. Not my loving spoonful. Not my loving spoonful. I love my baby. My loving spoonful. Yeah. That's always a good place to start. And growing up where I did, I managed to catch John Hurt a lot. He would have a week or 2 weeks in this little coffee house, the Gaslight Cafe, and I'd always end up there. And I mean, I was so regular. When I finally got up the nerve to go backstage, this is, by the way, a laughable term, backstage, because in this particular coffee house there wasn't really any place to be backstage. You pulled aside these curtains and here was a room about the size of a bathroom stall, and it had an ice machine in it. So I finally got up the nerve, though, and after one of these amazing shows, John is so laid back and he's got this wonderful quality. I said, I gotta talk to this guy. So I go up on the stage and I reach for the curtains. And what I didn't expect was, John Hurt's right here. He's like right there. And he's got his little hat pulled down over his ears and man, it's him. And I'm trying to think of something to say, and he goes, I seen you watching my fingers. I said, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing, you know. And the thing that was really different about John Hurt was he'd stop and show you. You know, guys like Lightnin' Hopkins, man, you'd never see him teaching somebody a lick. He came from a school where that lick might come across the street at you on another day when you're trying to make a living, you know, so. But not John. John goes,